Good morning. Good to be in a good, warm building this morning. I know it just seemed like it went from summer to winter, just all of a sudden. Good to see everyone here today. It's my pleasure to welcome you to our service this morning. We're going to open our service with Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. So if you could stand with us, please. Good to see everyone here today. Let's open our service this morning.
To my heart to sing thy grace, streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount I'm fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming. Here I raise mine Ebenezer, hither by thy help I come, and I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God, he to rescue me from interposed his precious blood. Oh, to grace how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy grace, Lord, like a fetter, bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the my heart, Lord, take and seal it for thy courts above.
Again, it's my pleasure to welcome you. If you have a visitor here today, special welcome to you. Let's greet each other as we sing, God is so good.
God is so good. God is so good. God is so good.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flags. Join in with me this morning. Pledge allegiance to the United States flag of America. Attention, salute, pledge. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now the Christian flag. Attention, salute, pledge. Thank you. You may be seated. We'll be recognizing our veterans here in just a minute. We wanted to show a short little video about the reason we celebrate veterans. And so we can show that video now.
For the freedom you fought for and the flag you stood for the country we cherish and the people we love. For the bravery you showed, in the fortitude you held. For the days of dedication and the nights of devotion. For the miles you walked and the skills you learned. For the months of training and the years of service. For the memories you carry of the battles you saw. For the legacy of your courage and the honor you deserve. When our nation needed you most, you answered the call. A deep and unshakable sense of allegiance and responsibility. You were bold, you did not hesitate, and you did not walk away. You were gone for holidays and anniversaries and birthdays, because while we were living in peace and freedom, you were fighting for it. Thank you is not enough. We can't repay you, but we will promise to remember. You are the reason we can sing the land of the free and the home of the brave. You are the heroes among us. You are not forgotten. You are the veterans. We remember your courage. We honor your sacrifice. And we thank you today.
Well, good morning. We do want to honor our veterans today, so the way we want to do that is to ask our veterans to stand. So if you're a veteran, if you'd please stand at this time. Let's give our veterans a hand. Thank you. Well, it is good to see you this morning. I want to make this announcement for those who join us each week, YouTube and Facebook. We've been upgrading our cameras and equipment back there, and hopefully today things are running smooth for you, so we welcome you to join us today in our worship through Facebook and YouTube. So appreciate your patience for that, but it's better now, okay? And then we welcome you here today. I'm glad that you're here. I'm glad that you came to be with us today. Today I'll be preaching from Hebrews chapter 11. And we'll be talking about faith today from Hebrews chapter 11. May we pray together. Lord, we just thank you for this day that you've given to us. This is the day that you made, and we rejoice and we're glad in it. We thank you for each one that's here today. And I pray today, Lord, that we would honor you as we worship together today. And may we lift your name up in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor. Several announcements in your bulletin there you can take note of. Just some that I'll highlight. The Fresh Pantry mobile distribution for the food will be this Friday as we partner with Second Harvest for that from 10 to 12. If you can help with that food distribution, just come here at the church about 9:30, and there'll be something for you to do. So it's a great ministry, so we'll be doing that this Friday. Also, we'll be taking up a love offering next Sunday for missions, so be prepared for that next Sunday as well. And then there is a Christmas schedule in your bulletin, so take note of that with the children's Christmas practice and our church schedule. So take note of those dates as we go forward. We had a good week of upward signups this week with basketball and cheerleading, so we're working through that process now. So we're looking forward to that season getting started here at the end of the month with practice. First game will be in January, first Saturday in January. We're going to ask for you help us as we continue to sing our hymns this morning, Trust and Obey. And wherever he leads, I'll go. Join in with us this morning.
but to trust and obey. Not a burden we bear, not a sorrow we share, but our toil He doth richly repay. Not a grief nor a loss, not a frown nor a cross, but is blessed if we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. When in fellowship sweet we will sit at His feet, or we'll walk by His side in the way. What He says we will do, where He sends we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Take up thy cross and follow me. I heard my Master say, I gave my life to ransom thee. Surrender your all today.
In the hymns, great songs of commitment and obedience. We're going to ask that you stand and join in with us. If you're able to stand, join in as we sing Jesus Messiah. We'll let you sit on the second one if you can stand and join us on the first. Jesus Messiah.
became sin, who knew no sin, that we might become His righteousness. He humbled Himself and carried the cross. Love so amazing. Love so amazing. Jesus Messiah, name above all names, blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel, the rescue for sinners, the ransom from heaven, Jesus Messiah, Lord of all. His body the bread, His blood the wine, broken and poured out all for love. The whole earth trembled and the veil was torn. Love so amazing. Love so amazing. Jesus Messiah, Redeemer, Emmanuel, the rescue for sinners, the ransom from heaven, Jesus Messiah, Lord of all. Messiah, Lord of all, Jesus Messiah, Lord of all, Lord of all.
That you continue joining with us as we sing, "Nothing but the blood of Jesus will wash away our sin." Your blood speaks a better word than all the empty claims I've heard upon this earth. Speaks righteousness for me and stands in my defense. Jesus, it's your blood.
Your cross testifies in grace
tells of the Father's heart to make a way for us. Now boldly we approach, not earthly confidence, it's only by your blood. What can wash away our sins? What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood, nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can wash us pure as snow? Welcomed as the friends of God. Nothing but your blood, nothing but your blood, King Jesus. Your blood speaks a better word than all the empty claims I've heard upon this earth. Speaks righteousness for me, stands in my defense. Jesus, it's your blood. What can wash away our sins? What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood, nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can wash us pure as snow? Welcomed as the friends of God. Nothing but your blood, nothing but your blood, King Jesus. What can wash away our sins? What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Can wash us pure as snow, welcomed as the friends of God. Nothing but your blood, nothing but your blood, King Jesus, King Jesus.
Pray with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your Son, King Jesus. God, we thank you for the blood that was shed for our sin, and it's nothing that we can do on our own. It's simply by faith in you and your saving grace and mercy from the cross. We thank you for the blood that washes away our sin, and that's all because of your Son, Jesus Christ, and our faith in him. Open our hearts now as we receive your word. We pray that you are honored with our singing this morning. Pray that everything was pointed to you and directed to you. Forgive us for we failed you, in Christ's name. Amen.
Thank you, worship team. I also want to thank Lynn Goodwin for filling in for me while I was out. Good to be back. Good to be here today. Hebrews chapter 11, please. And verse 1 is where I want to read from today. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And if you will drop down to verse 6, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. If there were ever a time that we need faith, this is the time, this is the hour, this is the year that we need faith. I really cannot overemphasize today how important faith is to you and to me. We need faith. We need faith, biblical faith, faith in God, faith in the promises of God that He gives to us. Hebrews chapter 11 is known as the faith chapter in the Bible. 1 Corinthians 13 is known as the love chapter in the Bible. So to help us understand what faith is all about, then we must go to Hebrews chapter 11. As we look at this chapter today, here's what you need to understand. The book of Hebrews was written to a group of people who were very discouraged. They needed encouragement. And so what the writer of Hebrews tells them is this: in order for you to make it, in order for you to continue, in order for you to persevere and continue in your faith, you've got to have faith. You've got to have strong faith in God. So that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about faith. Faith is not a side issue in your life. It isn't. It's not something that you can either take or not take or anything like that. Faith is very, very important to all of us, and it's important to our lives. It should be the main thing in our life. So what I'm going to talk about today is faith. And I want you to think about your faith today. Where is your faith? What do you believe? Where is your faith today with what's going on in the world? Well, the way to understand faith, though, is three ways. And the first truth that I want to talk about is to try to talk about a description of faith. Now, the way the Bible approaches this idea of faith is this. There's not really a formal definition in Hebrews 11 of what faith is. But what he does is use two words. And he uses two words here in verse 1 to talk about faith. And what he wants to do is describe faith to us. Have you ever tried to define faith? I mean, faith is a word that is, it's really like a diamond. There's many different facets to it, and it's really hard to give a simple sentence definition to the word faith. And so the way the writer, though, is going to talk about faith to us, first of all, is to give us the description. Now, if you wanted a simple way to understand faith, one helpful way to understand faith is this. It is believing that God can. It's not hoping that God can, but it's believing that God can, and you just fill in the blank. And that's a simple way to understand it. But as he describes faith here, he talks about substance. And so that's the word he uses. The way to understand that word is assurance. Faith is the assurance. It is the assurance of what we hope for, what God has promised us in His Word. For example, the Bible calls the second coming of Jesus the blessed hope. That is something that we hope for. The assurance of that hope, the assurance that one day that Jesus will come again, is faith. We have faith in the promise of God. We have faith in the Word of God, that what the Bible teaches about the second coming one day will come true. So we have assurance of that. Faith is the assurance. It's the confidence that we have in the promises of God that He's given to us. There are certain expectations that we have because of our faith, because we have this assurance in Him. We expect that as the Bible says, that all things work together for the good to those who love God. Because of our faith, we expect God to hear and answer our prayer. We expect Jesus to come again. We expect to live forever in heaven. We expect Him to forgive us when we ask Him for forgiveness of sin. And so that is our faith, and that's what we expect of God, because that is the assurance that we have from Him and from His Word of what faith is all about. Those are the things that we hope for as we go through life. When we have confidence in those things that we hope for, then that's what faith is. That's the substance of your faith. That's the assurance of your faith. Faith says that God will do what He has promised to do. Another way that he talks about faith here, he talks about the evidence. Faith is the evidence or the conviction of things that that are not seen. Faith provides our conviction for what we cannot see. What can we not see now? Well, we can't see God. We see His handiwork. We see the evidence of a Creator. But as far as seeing God face to face, we don't see that. We don't see Jesus now. People, when He was here on earth, they saw Him. But we don't see Him now. But yet we know one day we will. And we know that that is the conviction we have. That's the confidence that we have. We don't see the solution to all our problems now. But we have the assurance, we have the confidence, we have the conviction that, you know, God knows what's best. And God's making a way, and God will answer prayer. So faith is believing God, and it is living out the confidence that we have in Him. Now, it's impossible, as the Bible says here, it's impossible to have faith without it being grounded in truth. And so what is the truth? Well, Romans 10:17 says this, that faith starts with the Word of God. Listen to verse 17 of Romans 10. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. What is the Word of God that brings faith to a person? It is the Word of God. It is the Word of Christ. It is what we call the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is the death. It is the burial. It's the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That is where we get our faith from. The object of our faith is God. The object of our faith is Jesus Christ. Faith is more than just wishful thinking. Faith is not faith in faith. You see, faith is in God. Faith doesn't move mountains, but God moves the mountains. And so our faith is in God. He is the object of our faith. Salvation comes to those, as the Bible says here in the book of Romans, for those who hear, for those who believe, for those who receive the gospel, then that's where faith begins. So it starts with the truth of the gospel. Real faith says, I believe the Word of God, I receive the Word of God, and I will apply the Word of God to my life. That is kind of the description of faith that the Bible talks about. The second truth about faith that I want to talk about now is how is faith demonstrated. Well, in Hebrews chapter 11, you see how he demonstrates faith there. And so what he tells us in verse 6, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. So what's the demonstration of faith? Do you want to please God? If you want to please God, then you've got to love God and you've got to trust God. What is that? That's faith. When you love God and trust God, that's faith. So we want to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is. You must believe that God's real. That God is a person. That God, the reality of God is, you know, a real thing. So we believe that He is God. So we've got to believe that. So that's a demonstration of faith. The reason it's important to believe that He is who He is because God wants to have a relationship with you. And God wants you to love Him. God wants you to trust Him. And what that is, that's believing in the person of God. That's believing that God is who He said He is. I am that I am. He is who He is what the Bible is saying to us here. So we believe in Him. We please God when we have faith in Him. But it's impossible, as the Bible says, for anyone to please God without faith in God. So the emphasis here is this, that we believe that the God revealed in the Bible, the God that we know, the God that we love, the God that we worship, the God that we talk to, we believe that He's real. And so that's the emphasis here. So what does biblical faith demonstrate? How is it demonstrated here in this chapter? Well, if you look at it here, he talks about a lot of different people. He talks about people like Noah. How did Noah demonstrate faith? Well, he obeyed God when he didn't understand. what God was doing. Noah built an ark. It's going to rain. God wants rain because it never rained before. He didn't understand all that. But what did he do? He obeyed, as the Bible says. What is that? That is a demonstration of faith. Faith is us obeying God even when we don't understand. The same with Abraham here. He talks about Abraham. Abraham, I want you to leave your country. Well, where do you want me to go, God? Well, I'll show you when you get there. He didn't understand all the direction God would take him in, but he obeyed even though he didn't understand. Another demonstration of faith is Moses here. He talks about Moses. I'm sure there were times when Moses got discouraged. I'm sure there was times that Moses didn't feel like leading the children of Israel through the wilderness. He didn't feel, you know, good about doing that. But in spite of how he felt about it, what did he do? He obeyed God, and he put his faith in God. Faith is thanking God even before we receive what he's going to give us. The walls of Jericho are mentioned here in Hebrews chapter 11. You know what they had to do before the walls of Jericho fell? They had to thank God in advance before the walls of Jericho ever fell. Have you ever done that? Have you thanked God in advance for what he's going to do? Something you're praying about or something, maybe some needs you have. And even before God answers that prayer, you thank him in advance. Now, that's a good thing to practice. It really is. To say, thank you, God, for how you're going to answer this prayer for me. Faith is trusting God when our prayers are not answered in maybe the way that we want them answered. If you look here in this chapter, in Hebrews chapter 11, he goes through a whole list of people here that he talks about. And then he comes to a place here where he talks about others. And here's what he says about the others. If you look in verse 35 there, he's talking about the others. He said, others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. Still others had trial of mockings and scourgings and imprisonment, and so on. So he's talking about these others. He's talking about people here who were sawed asunder. And many Bible scholars believe he's talking about the prophet Isaiah, because tradition tells us that's what happened to Isaiah, that he was sawed into. He talks about those who were, you know, who died for their faith. Now, I'm sure that they prayed prayers to where they didn't want to go through, you know, some of the stuff they had to go through, but yet they believed God in spite of that. And so that's faith. You know, if we get the answer we want, or maybe it's not the answer we want, we still have faith in God. So that's how it's demonstrated. The reality of our faith is faith in God. The root of our faith is in the Word of God, in the truth of the Bible. The result of faith is that when we demonstrate faith, you know what happens? God's will is done. And then there's the third truth here that I want to point out to you from this, and that is the demands of faith. What are the demands of faith? Well, like I said, God wants us to love him and trust him. And without faith in God, then it's impossible to please him. So the demand of faith here that you see is this, that God wants us to believe in him. He wants to have a relationship with us. That's the demand of faith. But what it takes us to is a life of obedience. To obey him, to live for him, to do what he wants us to do. The reason the Bible is trustworthy is because the author of this book is faithful. Because the author of this book is true. And that's why we can put faith in him. We put faith in the character of God. What is the character of God? Well, God is God of love, God's God of mercy, he's God who's faithful to us, and so forth. So we put faith in him. If you look at this chapter, you'll see something very interesting here. I went through here and I counted the verbs of faith. And just to make the point to show you that faith acts. Faith is obedience. Faith is an action. Faith obtains, faith understands, faith offers, faith pleases, prepares, obeys, goes out, waits, receives, embraces, confesses, seeks, you get the idea. And so faith is action, and it's obedience to God, and it's taking that step of faith. Well, you see, the foundation of faith is this. The foundational promise of faith starts with God. And the very foundational promise of faith is this, that for those who put their faith in Jesus Christ, then He will save us. And He will forgive us of our sin. That's the foundation of faith. It's to come to Christ. It's to believe in Him. It's to have that relationship with Him. That's God's most foundational promise in the Bible, that if we place our faith in Christ alone, that we have eternal life, that we have a home in heaven. That is what faith is. It's trusting in Jesus Christ. And really, that's where faith begins, and that's the best place for us to put our faith. Now, let's bring this message to conclusion here. I've learned to trust God in my life because of this. Because He will do what He says. I've learned to trust God in my life because God can do what no one else can do. Jesus is the only one that can save. It is in Jesus Christ that we have a home in heaven. It is through Christ that the door of heaven is open to us. It is through Christ. And belief in Him and trust in Him, and that's the foundation of faith. That's where it starts. But you know, faith is a great asset to our life. But there's also a great liability that a lot of people struggle with. And you know what that liability is? It's the very thing that will close the door to heaven. It's the very thing that will send one to hell. And you know what that is? Unbelief. Not believing in God, not believing in Jesus Christ. John 3:18 says this, "He who believes in Him is not condemned, but he who does not believe Him is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." So Jesus Christ is the object of our faith. Misplaced faith can be very dangerous. It really can. We need to make sure that our faith is in God, that our faith is in Jesus Christ. There is a synonym used in the Bible for the word faith, and it has the same number of words that the word faith has in it. And you know what that word is? Trust. Trust and faith are the same thing. And so when we trust in Jesus Christ, then we're putting our faith and trust in Him. Jesus was speaking one day to a group of people, and here's what He said in Mark 11:22. Jesus said to them, "Have faith in God." Faith is the only way to heaven. But as believers today, here's what we know too. That faith is the only way that we grow in our relationship with God. Faith is the only way that we make it in this life. We don't make it in what we do and in our own strength, our own effort. Folks, where would we be today without our faith? We need faith. And the faith of the Bible is real. And it is the faith of the Bible that gives us encouragement. It's the faith of the Bible that gives us strength that we need. And we find our strength in God when we put our faith in Him. My faith is in God. And you see, when we trust Him, we're trusting Him for eternity. And we're trusting Him based on His promises. Paul said it this way. He said, "For I know who I have believed in." He said, "I know that He's able to keep me until that day." That's where the faith of my salvation is. That's where the faith of your salvation needs to be. It's not in our good works. It's not in our deeds. It's not us trying to be good enough to get to heaven. But it's in Jesus Christ alone. That is where our faith is placed. And if you've never trusted Him, then you need to do that today, because He is the way, He's the truth, and He's the life. Put your faith in Him. Let's stand together for our time of prayer. Father, we thank You today for Your word. We thank You for the truth of the Bible. And as we've talked about faith today, I pray that we would really understand today that you want us to have faith in you, because you want to have a relationship with us. That relationship is through your Son, Jesus Christ, who came and died on the cross for us. Lord, the only way we can please you is through faith. And the way we please you is to love you and trust you. I pray that you'd give encouragement this morning, just like you did to these people here in Hebrews 11 who are going through a very difficult time. Father, there's people here who are going through a difficult time. What they need is faith. Father, we just pray that we'd put our faith and trust in you, knowing that you are faithful and that you know what's best for us. In your name we pray. Amen. Let's sing together for invitation.
Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to
this week with faith in God, faith in Jesus Christ, and just have a strong faith this week, because faith will make a difference in your life. Praise team will come now and they'll dismiss us with a closing chorus.
We'll close with "Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus."
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in
you. Have a good week.